1828 McKinley Street, Buffett Residence, Don Hibbard.
Anyway, this is the house. Bungalow style. It was built for Dr. Claude, I don't know, I guess Buffet, B-U-F-F-E-T. And he was, for many years, a doctor. He first came to Hawaii. He worked at Big Island at Pa'ahao for the plantation. Then he went back to medical school. And when he came back from medical school in 1912, he decided to stay on Oahu, and he got a job as the government physician out in Kahuku. So he lived out in Kahuku from 1912 to 29. And then he retired. And came to Honolulu and built this house. And they lived in the house until he died in 1958. So he lived here until 1958 when he died.
Can you maybe repeat that last part? That was really loud.
Oh, he moved to Honolulu in 29, had this house built, and then he lived here till 1958 when he died. It's straightforward bungalow, very much with the front-facing gable, the projecting porch with the square columns. They repaved the steps at some point, somebody, but other than that, you have the lava rock on a post and pier foundation. And we can go in and take a look.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
So, you can tell the floor has been repaved here, but you have the original enclosed ceiling, porch with the ceiling. The sliding windows on this side are original. They had to replace the windows on this side, but they made it similar character. And you have the little wainscot around here, around the roof wall, and pocket doors to go inside. These are 15-pane pocket doors. Here's the living room. You have your original floors. These lights I haven't seen before. They were made in New England. Cephas Rogers, the company that made them. Rogers was known for their flatware, for silverware. Then later on, they started going to arts and crafts, things such as these light fixtures. This originally was a bedroom. They turned it into a sitting room.
You think this was a wall here?
Yeah, there was a wall here. This was added, unfortunately. But it works.
It works, yeah, it's nice.
And it has its original wall. Original windows are throughout the house. I guess we can go this way and go to the dining room. The dining room's pocket doors also have a high wainscot with a plate rail on top. The chandelier is not original, but the rest of the room is. And the kitchen's been completely remodeled, but I think they've done it in a nice style.
still has the scored TNG walls, scored TNG ceiling, as well as the original windows. The hallway goes down to the bedrooms. This is a mess. Yeah, it was. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it, for some reason, yeah. Kitchens and bathrooms both. You had the scored TNG ceilings, walls, where the rest of the room came after flat walls or panel walls.
I don't remember seeing that much. Our house is not scored. I mean, it's TNG, but it's everywhere.
Okay, consistent throughout.
The bathrooms, the kitchen, everything has wood floors, wood ceilings.
This bathroom is totally new and was added to the house. It's on the back, it's not visible. And it makes their master bedroom feel nice.
I wonder if the rooms with a lot of humidity were wood as opposed to Kanek or something.
That might be an idea.
It could have just been a cell. Ours was 1936, and it was built in Lihue, actually. All of the houses, it seemed to be the style.
There's one more bedroom.
Okay.
And this, it has a single panel door still, but they don't have the knobs anymore, unfortunately. Uh-huh. Regular bathroom, but they've remodeled it. But it has the original window and door. Here again, the second thing. Center groove, I'm calling it scored, but I can call it center groove.
Yeah.
You and Bill can argue with
Bill,
which way
to say it. Bill can argue.
he says scored. But is that what this is?
How big this tank is.
Okay.
It looks like an original toilet. This an original? Look how huge it is.
Yeah. And the handle, too.
Yeah. I've never seen a toilet tank that gigantic.
I gotta come look
original.
Now that you pointed it out.
What's that?
The toilet tank.
Oh,
ever seen
oh yeah, this is original. He was very proud of that.
Oh, wow. That's good to know. That's pretty great finding an original toilet.
Yeah. That's why I was like, wow.
And if you like, we can go out the kitchen door and. Oh, maybe grab the shoes.
To the stove.
And we can go out. The carport that I have is non-contributing.
Uh-huh.
So this can work over quite a bit. You can go out just try to walk through the house.
You got it? Oh.
Even after 2 years, I remembered to bring a slip-on shoe.
I just remembered this time to make sure my socks are matching.
Oh, yeah.
He said it was going to, like, storm today.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's okay with me.
Yeah.
So you can see the
Lava Rock Ridge Foundation. This is half finished. Was the laundry? I'll ask him to open it. Sort of a little workroom area. This and then come back in. But here's the rear of the house. This is the bathroom wing that was added. Again, I think it's worth it. Then the carport is older. This was built later, but you can see. Okay. Oh, okay. But, yeah, there's T111 now. And new window. Go inside. This is the studio. There is further down where the carport is.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, those look like very old.
This one. Oh, okay.
I mean, just the regular.
Yeah. And then the carport's up to 83, so maybe. But the carport. This I'm not quite sure was here. Yeah, I was debating about it. Oh, this is so. By the time 3 months later, I'm ready to come in.
Yeah, because this part seems fairly.
Yeah.
Not the shutters, but the windows.
Yeah.
TNT, the lava rock.
Right. But then you have the new deck.
Yeah.
And the new. Throw away the poor ones.
It's really hot today. Muggy. Really muggy today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. They had the ice screen.
Yeah.
All right,
they just had it.
Do you guys have any questions for Don or for the owner or?
So we're building 29.
Huh? Yep. Yeah, 1929. So okay, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have the meeting tomorrow, and I'll let you know.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Great. Do you know what? Yeah.
It just got trimmed. As you can see.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were you going
to say? Do you know what Condon did out of the blue from 1912?
He was a government physician.
Oh, I wonder what that was.
Yeah.
I wonder what.
Because that I think was it was sort of like public health, I think.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe
the hospital.
Yeah, yeah, probably. That's true. Yeah, maybe
there wasn't much
the plantations got the government to pay for that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll get the car and I'll drive you.
And